Funds are available in Alabama for partner proposals to improve water quality, combat drought, enhance soil health, support wildlife habitat, and protect agricultural viability. The funding is being made available through USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Services Innovative Regional Conservation Partnership Program, and applicants must be able to match the federal award with private or local funds. Alabama State Conservationist Ben Malone explains how the RCPP program works.
It was created to allow agricultural groups, universities, conservation groups, NGOs, things of that nature, that may have a resource concern that they've been wanting to really target, but some of our other programs have not been able to help them with. So they can actually do a proposal or pre-proposal and send that in to us. We'll review it. If we feel like it is something that meets our mission as an agency, it keeps going through another process and we'll ask for a proposal. And if funded, we work hand in hand with that group as a partner and along with other groups as partners, and we try to take care of that resource concern within the state.
Now, created by the 2014 Farm Bill, RCPP investments of nearly $600 million have already driven 199 partner-led projects nationwide. The program leverages local leadership to establish partnerships that can include private companies, local and tribal governments, universities, nonprofits, and other non-government partners to work with farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners on landscape and watershed-scale conservation solutions that work best for their region. And NRCS in Alabama is now accepting proposals for fiscal year 2017 RCPP funding, as Malone explains what the first step for those interested is.
First step is to go see your local NRCS office. We have them all across the state. We cover every county. We may not have an office in each county, but we do cover every county. So go see your local NRCS office and talk to your local district conservationist.
Again, pre-proposals are due by May 10th. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.